It's a sad sign of holiday desperation that in many towns, burglaries and thefts spike around the holidays. 2 years ago, a landmark seasonal statue was stolen from a small New Hampshire town. Now a gallery in Massachusetts is trying to find it through the power of art. Word of mouth, Zach Nugent investigates the case.
The case of the missing Santa landed on my desk a week ago. The story involves two people who have never even met each other, John Lugo and Lucas Spivey. John owns the Coffee Caboose in West Ossipee, New Hampshire, where 2 years ago he was selling a batch of
20-foot fiberglass Santa Claus.
And he was doing good business.
They were different. You know, nobody had a 20-foot Santa that you, if you hit it with your fist, you'd break your fist.
John is a man of few words, even fewer when it comes to what happened to the last Santa on his lot. It was somehow stolen, this 250-pound, 20-foot Santa, just gone, vanished into thin air.
A lot of people commented on it. You know, they just couldn't believe that it got stolen.
But no one knows how it happened or who did it. So John put out an eye-catching incentive.
Offered a reward to, you know, see if we could get it back on the side of a truck.
The sign got a lot of people interested, especially Lucas Spivey.
My girlfriend is originally from northern New Hampshire, and we were driving on Route 16 through West Ossipee, and we saw this truck with the painted sign on it that said $1,000 reward for the 20-foot Santa Claus. You know, we stopped and we had to look at it. I mean, it really, really took your eye.
Lucas and his girlfriend work at 17 Cox, a gallery space in Beverly, Massachusetts. Lucas is the director, and when you catch the eye of a visual art director...
What if we help track this thief down? Like, what if we could find the Santa Claus, like, in time for Christmas?
17 Cox is launching an investigation into the theft and is inviting artists and non-artists to make work in response to or aiding in the return of the 20-foot Santa Claus. There are no size or meaning.
What if we did a call for works, and it would do two things? It could raise awareness that a theft had taken place, and two, we might be able to raise some money through selling the artwork and maybe just buy a new Santa Claus in the end.
After fruitlessly trying to contact John for months about the plan, Lucas and the folks at 17 Cox went forward with what they call the investibition, hoping that their good intentions were enough to get the blessing of John if he were to ever find out about the project.
Well, we sent out the call nationally because we figured this is a trans-New England issue. I mean, it seemed like just like a national crime to take Santa Claus away. I thought that was so cruel. We got a response back from predominantly New England, these folks from California and state of Washington and Ohio, too, which is great. We got back a lot of really interesting responses.
The exhibition includes photographs, paintings. An editorial cartoonist made a cartoon. There's performance pieces and even an essay from a criminology student.
It is therefore the recommendation of this study that the perpetrator of the theft of the Coffee Caboose's 20-foot Santa live forever in infamy and disgrace. Let the
children scoff. 17 Cox opened the exhibition, simply called 20-foot Santa, on November 1st. They raised some money for John, which they're planning to send him. But ultimately, what they want is to find the Santa.
Oh yeah, I'd love to get it back. Because if there's ever a chance to make it more, I need that one to make, you know, the molds.
Lucas has gotten some calls.
I'm not even sure if I'm calling the right number, but I found you on a Google search in regards to a stolen Santa Claus up in Ossipee.
But one of the biggest clues came unexpectedly from the juror of the 20-foot Santa exhibition.
Strangely enough, her husband is a forester. As soon as he found out about the show, he said, you know, I've seen a 20-foot Santa Claus out in the woods.
Whoa.
And he drew us a map, and we drove there. I mean, I'm not sure if I should say where it is, because we're still investigating that area. We searched through the woods for about 2 hours, and we couldn't find it where he said it was. But I think we're going to try going back.
The twist in the story is that John still has no idea about Lucas, or 17 Cox, or the 20-foot Santa exhibition. Lucas could never get a hold of him. And since I had him on the phone, I decided to break the news myself. What do you think about that?
Different.
Okay, so John is sick of talking about the missing Santa. It's not that he doesn't care. He's just moved on.
I think it's been a really heavy load on him for probably you know, close to 2 years, and then he just wanted to let it go completely, and then some jerk down in Massachusetts decided to do a call for work on it.
And it's totally understandable that John has moved on, but Lucas still can't get that 20-foot Santa out of his head.
There's just so many coincidences. I felt like we were going to find it, and it seems to have gone cold at the moment.
But you're not giving up.
No, we're still time before Christmas.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Zach Nugent.
The Investibition exhibit at 17 Cox in Beverly, Massachusetts is up until December 23rd. If you can't make it, we do have links and photos of the event on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.